Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today we have Chuck Gray from Career Center here in Greenwood live at the studios. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're here with Charles. Well, he goes by Chuck Graves, and he is the director over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Had some big shoes to fill when he went there, and it's kind of an interesting story how he ended up there. We are so pleased to have you here in the studio right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. How you doing today, Chuck?
I am just fine, and I'm elated to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
Well, this is, I just love the things that you are doing over there. Now, of course, the G. Frank Russell Career Center was actually for, how many years did Mr. Russell handle that?
And Mr. Russell stayed there for approximately 36 years.
36 years.
In that one building, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So he built it.
Just about. Yes.
Just about. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyways, you of course came along. You're from Gary, Indiana.
I am. I am about 735 miles from home.
Made that trip, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, just about a month ago, I went to see my dad. Yeah.
Did you? Wow.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just got to ask you, how did you end up in Greenwood, South Carolina, from Gary, Indiana?
Well, that's a question everybody asked, and it was something to do with a young lady that I met in graduate school. I was working on a degree, a counseling degree, as a matter of fact, teaching, coaching, and going down to Bloomington, where IU is, Indiana University. And I met a young lady from the Greenwood area. And as a matter of fact, she was teaching and coaching. I was doing the same thing. Now, she grew up here in Greenwood, but was working in 96. We met. I was not looking for a wife.
You're making that statement up front here.
Was
yes.
Not looking for a wife. Young, single, and enjoying myself, believe me. And lo and behold, met her. Was introduced to her by a lady from my hometown, Gary, had taught her son, and she approached myself and a guy from New York. Says, listen, I want to introduce you all to some girls. So she introduced me to Christine, and she says, she's from Greenwood. I'm going to introduce you to her first. Says, she's a nice Christian girl. She's from South Carolina, and I think you all have a lot in common. Well, lo and behold, we went out a few times. She enjoyed movies. I was a history major and working in guidance. And she was coaching track, and at the time I was a track coach and a basketball coach, and she liked both of those sports. So lo and behold, we had a lot to talk about. And one thing led to another, and she came to visit me. That was like maybe that summer of maybe 80. Well, lo and behold, we dated for about a year long distance, just by phone and seeing her in school, and gave her a ring. Walked into a jewelry store one day, and my mouth opened. Nothing came out. And the lady that was with me, a friend of mine's wife, said, he'll be okay. He's just looking for wedding bands. And lo and behold, Cupid had struck the bachelor. And was planning on living, as a matter of fact, in Hammond, Indiana, which was a suburb right up there. And, you know, we were only about 30, 32 miles from downtown Chicago. Well, you know me, I just took her out, bright lights, big city. I wanted to show her off a little bit and show her what a good time was in the city. And ended up, they laid off a lot of teachers, about 80 teachers one year.
Wow.
Had been called back right after Labor Day, but that particular year I was not called back because of the budget and everything. So I decided to take a job in Fort Worth, Texas. On my way to a job in Fort Worth, Texas. Lo and behold, I stopped by Greenwood, had only visited here once before to visit her. Stopped by to visit, and that visit has lasted 27 years. Got here October of 81. Met a guy at that time, was Roger Burnett, was the principal of 96 High School. Met him. Roger asked me if I would help him doing some subbing. I said, no, I think I'm on my way to pharmaceutical sales or outside of the education world. He said, we need teachers here. Roger talked me back into getting an education, and little did I know I'd be in the position I am now and have been assistant principal, you know, of two different schools. I worked in Belton Honey Path, McCormick, 96, and so.
You know the area.
I believe me, I do, and have a wonderful wife. We got married April of 82. Mm-hmm. And two sons, 19. Jonathan's 24. Stephen's 19. And we're just having an enjoying life. We really are. It's a wonderful place to raise children.
That's right. And you work with children every day.
Every day. Every day.
What does it take to work with kids today?
I think it takes a lot of patience. It takes a love. It takes a commitment, a dedication. You really have to love what you do. My brother called me. I had a birthday last week. My brother called. He said, I think you're one of the few people I know that loves what they do. You've been doing it for over 30 years, and you've never had a bad day going to work. You always love what you do, and that's the truth. You have to have a love for children. And even when I interview candidates, I'll ask about the subject matter, but my main focus is, do you love children? Because you have to love them.
Yeah. You know? It takes a lot today, and of course, over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center, you have made some amazing strides over there from where it was. I mean, before, you were at Emerald High School.
I was.
And tell us how you got from Emerald High School to the G. Frank Russell Career Center. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, I had been principal of Emerald. As you know, there was a Southside Junior High here. So I'll go a step back further. I was principal of Southside for 3 years. And I was asked to go by Dr. McKenzie, who was superintendent then, asked me to go to Emerald to get that started. Well, I got over there not thinking I'd stay very long because he had plans for me to be closer to him as an assistant superintendent situation. But anyway, got over there and had a group of kids that was really excited. And before I know it, 10 years had passed by. Well, about the last day of school, the buses left, and Dr. Bill Steed came in, the superintendent. He saw me in the bus parking lot. He walked up. He said, Chuck, he said, I know you like it over here. You've been here 10 years. He said, what do you think about a change? I said, what do you mean? He said, the guy over there at Career Center, Mr. Russell, is going to retire. I said, no, you're kidding. I said, I've been hearing this story for the last 4 or 5 years. He said, no. He said, I like you over here. You've done a good job. But, sometimes you do think things so long, you're about ready for a change. And I said, well, I would consider it. He says, well, drop me a line. Drop me an email or a line, letter of interest. Let me know if you're interested. Just think about it. And I said, okay, then. Well, I talked to my wife about it, and sure enough, I told her at the end of the 8th year at Emerald, I told her, I said, listen, I'm starting to feel a need to climb another tree, another challenge in life. And I said, well, I don't want to leave the area. I like the area. I want the boys to graduate and everything. I said, but I need something. So lo and behold, I went home and I talked to Christine. I said, Christine, I said, superintendent approached me about the Career Center job. She said, what do you think? I said, I think I'm going to interview, and we'll let it go from there. Well, I went through the interview. I guess they had 5, 6, 7 candidates. And I remember him during the interview, the person asking the question, saying, why should we choose you, was the last question they asked out of a series of questions. And I remember my answer was, you may find somebody with more knowledge of career and technology education. You may find somebody with a PhD or with more education in general. I said, but you won't find anybody more committed toward helping young people be successful in society. And I said, that's what I'm about. And she said, you said that during the interview? I said, I did. And she said, I guess they thought you were very arrogant. I said, no, but I was truthful. I said, that's what I believe. And I said, whether I get the job or not really doesn't matter. Well, about a day or so later, he called me. He said, Chuck, unless you tell me differently, the job is yours. I'll give you 24 hours to let your faculty know before this thing hits the paper, because I'm going to move you. And I said, well, thank you. And went over there, and it's been just a really wonderful time. This is my 6th year over there.
Well, you've done a lot of wonderful things. We're going to be talking about all of that when we come back. Hey, if you have a question and you'd like to get some answers, don't hesitate while we're here on the air to call us. That's 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
What's up at Sharp Facets Gallery?
Absolutely nothing.
Our prices are so low, 40 to 70% off. Don't miss the opportunity to lay away for Christmas, anniversary, birthdays, or whatever occasion is coming up. Remember, what's up at Sharp Facets Gallery? Absolutely nothing. Call us today, 229-6613, 1220, Bypass 72, Greenwood.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We have so much to talk about and actually so little time. We're probably going to have you back again.
That'll be just wonderful.
Okay. In fact, we had a call already, Betty Collins. She says her son is 14 years, loves the idea of making furniture. Are there any courses that can get somebody started in that direction?
Oh, yes, very much so. And Betty, we appreciate your question. But we do a career fair where we call it Career Expo, and he can actually come over and bring you with him and visit what we call our building construction program. Now, we have a couple of parts to that. One part, the introductory part, is called core curriculum, where the kids actually go in and make little small projects, learn the machine, all the safety that goes along with that. And once they finish that part, they're eligible to go into what's called Carpentry 1. Now, as we speak, I got a group coming in this afternoon. When they get to the second level of it, they go out and actually build buildings for people.
So buildings?
As we're speaking, they're building a utility building, I want to say maybe 20 or 30 by 30, something like
good
that.
Good size.
Oh, yeah, good size. The teacher, if he gets calls from different segments of the community, people needing things or whatever, he'll take on projects. But, you know, he can't take on everything because this is a training process. But he'll take, let's say, it must be maybe 8, 10, 12 kids in that class, his second-year students.
And just then, boys, I guess.
Well, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, last year we had two girls.
Kudos to the girls. That's
right.
Yeah,
without a doubt. That's called non-traditional participation, and that's one of the areas we want to increase. But getting back to her question, come out and get involved in that building construction. Take a look at it. And Mr. Hanna is a great teacher, and also Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones teaches the core part of it and also what we call the landscaping part. So not only do they build it up, they also fix it up once it's built. So, yeah, there's opportunities in building construction.
Now, what can kids do once they graduate?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, we offer an awards presentation in May, about the third week of May, the third Thursday, I think it is, before graduation. And we have about 500 people come out to the mall. We've outgrown it on campus, and the only place we have to have it is an auditorium, so we chose to go to the mall. Rhonda Irvin out there has been real nice, the manager. But we get about 500 parents out there. We award the kids certificates. And what happens is that you can become a completer or a concentrator. And the difference is that in the number of courses you take in a specific area. For example, let's say that if you're in auto collision or building repair or health science, if you get four courses in that area, you're considered a completer. Now, with a completer certificate, what that says is that I have completed the X number of courses in this, and when you go, for example, to apply for a job or whatever, a lot of the companies will very well say, well, hey, let me take a look at this certificate and use this person over the person that doesn't have a certificate. And that leads me into our work ethic. We know we have a work ethic certificate, but we'll get to that later on. But, yeah, when the kids earn the certificates, it says something to the employers, not just in Greenwood, but in the surrounding areas, that, hey, you're getting a certified, bona fide person that probably will make you a real good employee.
Wow. You know, one of the things, it used to be when we thought about a career center,
right,
we thought of that as not really where you'd really want to be.
Exactly.
What about today?
Well, that's the stigma that we've been trying to break. And we've put a lot of money into commercials, into brochures, you're holding one right now, into a lot of different PR-type things to break down the stigma that's not the place. Case in point. I'll never forget this. After I had been named director, we were at a church program, and my youngest son, who at that time was about a sophomore at 96 High School, he told somebody, I'm going out to the Career Center to take a course in health science. Someone approached my wife after service and says, why is Stephen wanting to go to the Career Center? I thought he was going to college. She looked at him and said, he is going to college, and he still can go to Career Center. But what better place to start a health science career or a career in nursing or whatever than to get health science courses at the Career Center?
So, well, isn't it a good place to see if this is something you really want to do?
Without a doubt. Career exploration, a wonderful place to get that. And the nicest part about it, with the kids still on a block schedule with 32 choices, they can't get all those choices at their home school. So it's a nice little, you know, carrot, let's say, so to speak, that they can come out there and see what's there.
Now, the G. Frank Russell Center is where exactly? Because that's not in Greenwood High. It's not at Emerald High. It's a separate school.
It's a separate facility. As a matter of fact, we're right down from Pinecrest. If you go right down Northside Drive, 601 Northside Drive is our address. But if you go right down from Pinecrest, we're right over there on the hill on the left. You can't miss us. You know, not nice marquee out there, and
it is nice.
Yeah, and you know, we don't want people.
Why do you have that fence around it, though?
Well, you know, it came with the territory. I understand that years ago, prior to my being there, the money that was poured into that and that equipment and everything, I understand that there was a security issue. Now, we've installed cameras and a lot of different things out there, but that's the purpose of the fence.
Okay, because that's the only thing you look, whoa, that big fence going around
exactly.
It is a great center over there, and you have some open houses and stuff.
We do. As a matter of fact, I have one coming up Monday. And that's not just for the parents that have students there now. That's for the community, anybody that wants to come. I'm hoping to get some information in the paper, also on our website, and also...
And also right here at WLMA.
Well, thank you so much for the plug. But anybody that wants, and we do have parents that'll come in just to walk around. But come on over and visit us, and we'll be there from 5:30 until 7 for any parents that want to come. Going to give out some brochures and have
aren't
some.
Aren't you doing some cooking over there too?
I'm going to do some cooking. The Culinary Arts is going to have some little hot dogs available, and the Culinary Arts is going to prepare that. We're going to have a good time. So come on over if you can. Everybody, the public is invited.
Okay, well, that's great. You know, if you've got a child coming along, you know, and anymore, this is a great opportunity. Now, the kids have to get from their school to Chief Frank Russell, or how does
exactly.
that work?
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that. We're a county facility, so therefore we're serving all four high schools in the county. That's Greenwood, Emerald, 96, and where it shows. And we try to come up with a schedule each year that's going to accommodate all of those four schools. And so, you know, we give and take on our end. Our classes last approximately about 70 minutes apiece. I think third block is about 75. But basically, the students don't have to provide their own transportation.
They don't?
No. The school districts provide the transportation. Now, because some of the students are older students, the juniors and seniors that may be in two-year programs, they can get permission from their home school to drive. And we allow that also. So our parking lot is full. Most days I'm out there directing traffic and doing everything I need to do to make sure that we're safe out there. But it's a great facility, and it's a great concept for kids to make the most of their education and be prepared for life beyond high school.
It's kind of making them into the adults they've got to become, right?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We're planting a seed.
Yes, that's it. That's great. Hey, we just had a call from Janiska Hall. Both of her daughters have received their careers from there. Hairdressers turned their life around, and great discipline.
Oh, what a nice testimony. Thank you so much, Ms. Hall.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, they have so many programs. God, you're getting all kinds of calls here today. Hey, if you want to give us a call us, 229-7984. Let's see, Anita Livingston. She has seen what students have produced. The Arts Council needs to look there for the future.
How nice.
How about that?
Great comment.
Yeah, these are good comments. Right. So you can sure give us a call. We've got so many programs, it's going to be hard to narrow it down and just talk about a few. But before we hear a word from South Carolina, culinary arts, that's been added in the last couple of years.
Oh, without a doubt. As a matter of fact, we opened that facility a year ago, January.
Okay.
And that facility, we turned a large conference room into a culinary arts facility. We spent upwards of $275,000.
Wow.
And the people in the area here, the chefs that come around to visit, say that it's second to none of what they've seen in terms of the restaurants that they're here. Great teacher out there, Barbara Talbert, is our culinary arts person. She's our chef in residence. And by state law, we're trying to get right around 16 per class. Right now, we have the introductory part. Next semester, we'll have the twos. Culinary Arts too, and they'll do a lot of the baking and the cooking and things that are going to be produced. They had a bake sale last year. We couldn't make enough cakes.
Right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about getting these kids in a career that they can work at. So don't you go away. You know where you're listening. I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Chuck Graves, who is the director over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Give us a call if you've got a comment. He loves getting these calls. So 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it SFG, that's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, or call us 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Don't be up.
You are with us at Meet Me at the Diner with Host Ann Eller. We have Chuck Gray with us from the Career Center here in Greenwood. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. Chuck Graves from the G. Frank Russell Career Center. You know, he deals with all, let's see, from Ware Shoals to
Emerald, Greenwood, and 96.
And 96. So he really gets to, he's a hands-on type of guy. He likes to know the students, talk to them, and I tell you what, I think that's why. Maybe that's part of the reason we've gone from like 400 to over 1,000 students at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. You know, it's the person at the top there that really helps make the whole thing come together, doesn't it?
Thank you so much. And that enthusiasm, that inspiration, motivation is contagious.
It is contagious. Yeah, yeah. That's right. And that's what it takes to lead and make a team. Of course, we talked a little bit about the culinary arts. That was added program in the last year.
It was. As a matter of fact, this must be our fourth semester that we've been open. Open 1 January, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. Kids are, but you know, Ann, we really don't want kids in here that are not serious about going off to chef school and culinary school. There's some scholarships available for kids and just some opportunities, but we don't want jokers in there that really don't want to be there.
This isn't a home ec course.
No.
Okay,
exactly.
There you go.
You took the words right out of my mouth. And I had to sell that when I to the district and a lot of other people, because this is not culinary arts. I mean, this is not home ec.
Right.
You know, a higher level home ec. This is culinary arts. And so don't just come because I want another elective on my schedule. I'm telling kids every day, listen, if you want an elective, stay at your home school. But if you want to come over here, think about a career. Because that's what we're about.
That's right. It's and this, of course, will what will culinary arts, if they complete the whole thing, what will that allow them to do, Chuck?
Okay, what it does, it gets them a ticket into any of these culinary arts schools in the state or out of state. We have some kids going as far away as North Carolina, some kids right here as close as right down on the coast, right here in Charleston. And from what I understand now, talking to some of our past graduates, because we have to do a placement and a follow-up report, they're getting what they need to be successful in those programs. As a matter of fact, I have a young lady that goes to our church, and she went through the program, and now she's doing something with the Carolina Panthers up there in Charlotte. So what a great opportunity she's had.
It is a great experience. And, you know, these are things, whether it's culinary arts or God, you've got all different accounting, 1 and 2, healthcare careers. I know your healthcare is very, very strong.
Without a doubt.
And, of course, the automotive, very,
yes,
very strong
right.
department. Mm-hmm. But these things are designed, you don't have to go to a traditional 4-year college to get a degree, to get out there and get a job.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, Ann, you really can go to a 2-year place, get a certificate, and just make as much money as you want to.
I like that. Make as much money as you want to. Boy, wouldn't that be a good thing. Now, you have a... was it dual enrollment with Piedmont Tech?
We do.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, dual enrollment was set up several years ago, even when I was at Emerald. You know, you can take some courses that will count for college credit. And teacher cadet, early child care development is one of those programs where you can actually take the courses on our campus. Piedmont Tech will supply the books and the paperwork you have to do and everything, and you can actually get college credit for it. We do have some other national certified programs, but that's the dual enrollment part. Now, the other part of that is articulation. We have agreements based on the standards that are in that particular curriculum, be it automotive or whatever. We have some what's called articulation agreements where they can actually go in at a different level once they get to Piedmont Tech because we've signed the agreement that we're articulating, that we're teaching the same standards. So what an opportunity for kids to go in with college credit.
It certainly is. And, you know, I know your automotive department has done very well over there. You've been written up in the paper, won a lot of awards.
Right. We have. As a matter of fact, we're kind of in a tight right now. Because of the economy, we lost one of our automotive instructors in automotive technology, so I'm down from 2 to 1 there. And our auto collision person, who has an ATEF certification, the national certification mm-hmm. program, he actually left and took a job closer to home right there in Lexington. I didn't want to argue with him getting closer to home. Plus, you know, with the drive and everything, he did what was best for his family. So right now in the process of just offered the job to a young man here locally, and hopefully I can get a positive answer on that so that we can can go on and get those kids in the direction they need to go. You know, we had two state champions over the last 3 years in that program, and also we've had a couple of state champions in the building construction. Those guys do a real good job. And again, like I said, this is not just open to fellas. We have non-traditional students in there, and females also. So it's a great program. It really is.
Wow, that's great. Well, listen, we've had some more questions here, so or some more comments, actually. Let's see, Jack Cochran. The automotive wasn't just good, it was the key to a great job for his son.
Great.
How about that? And Megan Stiles says her daughters always felt a part of the school over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Closer than any other school, she said, there was always an open hand for help.
How nice.
That is nice. And let's see, Mary Davenport. Her 14-year-old daughter has expressed desire to design furniture and clothes. She didn't know about the Career Center.
Really?
Yes, that's what she said. Oh, maybe mom didn't. Maybe daughter did, but mom didn't know about it.
Okay. Well,
she should come Monday night.
Without a doubt, it would be a nice thing for her to do is come Monday night. If not, if she wants to wait till later on in the year. By the way, you guys don't need you have a standing invitation. You don't need a special invitation to come, but open house is Monday night, as I said, 5:30 to 7:00. Come on out. We'll enjoy having you. Eat a hot dog or two. Walk around, see the entire facility. All the teachers will be there. And we'll take donations.
You'll take donations. Always taking donations. All right. Now we have another question for you. Latima Jarvis wants to know, can adults take culinary arts? She has a GED. Would love to be part of it.
No, that question has come up before, early in spring. We do not serve adults. It's just students in grades 9 through 12 only. Now, Piedmont Tech is working on some things, but I can't comment on that because I don't know where they are. But they have been working on something in the area of culinary arts, that program over there. But
it'd be nice to have a program that went from G. Frank Russell and added extra courses there.
Exactly. It really would be nice. But the adult program is not at our facility right now.
Okay. Darn it, the young people, they always seem to get everything, don't they?
Without a doubt. We just hope they start taking advantage of it.
That's true. Well, tell me, with over 1,000 students, how many can you actually accommodate? Are you working at max, or can you still accommodate more?
Well, you know, we celebrated our 40-year anniversary of that building, and you can imagine. You need to come by and see us. We've really done some wonderful things in that building. But believe it or not, every classroom, every one of them has someone in it. So we're at the point now, I told the faculty several years ago, and we talked to the superintendent about this, as soon as everyone gets everything built that they want to in Greenwood, maybe
it's going to be your turn.
It's going to be our turn. Maybe we can contact that person in the state legislature or whoever we need to talk to out of Columbia or the county council or whoever and see what we can do about a building program. As a matter of fact, speaking of that, Ann, our Project Lead the Way engineering program designed a school.
Designed
a new career center, picked out a site that was just part of the project. We weren't selling that to the board members. We were just showing them what a program like the Project Lead the Way could do. And those kids actually had civil engineering, engineering design, principles of engineering. They had about 4 courses in that curriculum. And those kids just wanted to show off their skills in front of the Board of Trustees one night and actually shared with them some plans for a new school. So I can't wait. I hope I'm around to see it.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, you know, there's a whole lot going on over there at the G. Frank Russell Career Center. Machine tool technology, computer production, digital media, introduction to childhood education, healthcare careers, introduction to transportation, distribution, and logistics. I tell you what, you got to stay right here on WLMA 1350 AM. We're talking to Chuck Graves from the G. Frank Russell Career Center. He's their director. Give us a call if you'd like, 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Do you have clunker jewelry? You know, the jewelry that just doesn't shine anymore. The jewelry which has seen its better days. Wish you could have a new piece of jewelry without all the maintenance of your older, wore-out jewelry. Well, just like the auto industry, Sharp Facets Gallery, that's SFG, has its own jewelry clunker trade-in program. receive maximum trade-in against our How Low Can We Go pricing at SFG 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood 229-6613.
You are with us at Meet Me at the Diner with Host Ann Eller. We have Chuck Gray live in the studio from the Career Center in Greenwood. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Okay, that's right. Yes, we just had a call from Bill Bolton. His son had the certificate in the automotive technology. That door opened up. Now he works for Mercedes in Atlanta and makes twice as much as his dad.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations. I know you're proud.
Yeah, it is something to be proud of. And, you know, I guess that's the thing about the Career Center is it does allow people to find a career, perfect it, go out, and start making money. The only thing that bothers me, Chuck, the only thing that bothers me is I think it's so sad that kids start making up their minds so early in life to take a direction. It just seems like they're little adults at 12 now, so I guess this shouldn't be
right.
Hard to understand, but it just seems the Career Center ought to give them an opportunity to see several different things. Can they try different things without being tracked?
Well, that's the beauty of it. You know, no matter what you put on your, and the kids will know what I'm talking about when I say GPAs, the parent will know this, that graduation plan that you make up in the eighth grade or whatever, seventh grade or whatever it is, make sure that you understand that our facility is open to anybody. You know, you can come out there. If you get into an introductory course, let's say in health science, you think health careers is not for you and you may want to go automotive or you may want to go child care or whatever, you can do it at the Career Center. And that's the beauty of having those the block scheduling. You have 32 choices. And you know, beyond your core subjects, you know, there's probably, I don't know, 10, 12 opportunities to take something outside of those areas. And again, the Career Center offers a lot that students can experiment with just to find out what their niche is.
Well, that is terrific. So take advantage of it. Here's the word, take advantage of it. If you have a student in high school or a child in high school, make sure they're at least investigating that. And I'd highly recommend going out there Monday night and just checking out the facility, checking out the teachers. Now, you know, Chuck, you have so much enthusiasm, and obviously you love what you do.
I do. I really do.
How about the teachers out there, though?
Okay, and you know, I'll have to say this, but behind every great leader, there's a great following. You know,
don't they usually say that behind every great man, there's a good woman?
That sounds good. But
yes, in your situation.
Without a doubt. But I couldn't do it without them. I really couldn't. I came out there not knowing a soul. There was not one faculty member I knew.
Mm-hmm.
We have very little turnover. But I'll say this about them. If I say let's, they're ready to go. I know how to light a fire. And that's exactly what I've done out there. I've lit a fire, and to my assistant, from my assistant down to the custodial staff. You know, there are days when we wear our shirts. We look like a team. You know, we come out any Friday you want to. We started the school year, as a matter of fact, with four different shirts, and they were all Career Center shirts. And one of the kids said, when we got into our regular school wear, a week later, one of the kids said, you know, you guys ought to look like this all the time. But they know we're a team. But getting back to your question, they're very enthusiastic, energetic. I take them to war with me if I was a soldier, and
that's
we
a
are
a big statement.
It really is. We're on the battlefield for children. We really are. I always say that you need to come here on fire for children, each and every one of them, every day. Now that doesn't mean that, you know, we're alive and well and all that, and we have our ups and downs, but in terms of following and being excited about what we're doing, by and large, you could have anybody sitting on this side of the table, and I think they tell you the same thing, that we're excited about what we do and what we bring to the table and what we offer children each and every day.
Well, that is great. All right, well, I tell you what, you're getting the record for the most calls here today.
Well, thank you.
This is pretty terrific. Matthew Neely, his son took courses at the Career Center, graduated from USC, but now designs for metal furniture manufacturer.
How about that?
And that's probably having to do with
great
working in that field.
Great.
So
great.
This is the opportunity to experiment without cost.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah,
think about how many kids that go off to college and they, well, I'll try this and I'll try that.
Exactly. The fees are so minimal, you know, $10 here, $15 here. Just depends on, you know, where you are, but very affordable. You know, your kid's going to pay, you know, what we used to call in the old days is book rental fees anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's, you know, it's experiment, just like you said, for free. And look where it may lead to. And thanks so much for those of you who are calling in and giving us the positive feedback, because, you know, we don't always get that. And all that does is add more fuel to our fire.
That's great. Now, listen, you also have a this work ethic certificate. And me as an employer, that's something that really interests me because, you know, with all the technology we have going on right now, one of the things that I worry about is customer service and people realizing that it's a people business that we work in. We're not machines.
Without a doubt. We opened that a few years ago. As a matter of fact, the model for that came from Indiana, but I was not aware of it. Mark Warner, who is Partnership Alliance, Mark came by one day and just got to talking a little bit about it. He said, Chuck, I'm looking at this program in some part of Indiana, and when I get back, I'd like to sit down with you and share some information with you about it. We sat down and came up with a little committee and started talking about some things. And what it is, he meets with the HR roundtable of all the companies around here, and they get together and they start talking about the skills. Well, you know, it's no secret that business and industry have said for over the years that we're not producing high school students that are able to walk out into the world of work and be the type of employees they need to be.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of them lack soft skills, you know, that being able to communicate orally and written, being able to come dressed appropriately, being on time, those kinds of things. And so what we did, we got involved in the program. In the very first year, as you can see just from the brochure I gave you, we have many of these available. If you know someone would like more information, we can get one to you. But the students can sign up on a voluntary basis, basically juniors and seniors, and depending on what program they're in. And there are three levels of the certificate, the gold, the silver, and the bronze. And what it does, the employer says, that it gives them a headway. If you go to apply for an application, for example, to a job, and you say, well, listen, I'm Joe Blow right off the street or whatever, and here comes Ann Eller, for example, with the same type of situation, but she pulls out a work ethic certificate that she got from the Career Center, they tell us that the likelihood of her getting an interview would be much better than Joe Blow, who has nothing. And so it's a ticket in the door is what it is. And what our kids have done, we teach them the soft skills, and what the teachers have done, they've taken parts of their curriculum and with their standards, and they've created these soft skills along with them, you know, being dressed appropriately, whatever. And at the end of the semester, they get a total count for attendance is a part of it also, because, you know, how many employers tell you that, you know, people are not there. But once the kids understand what the program is, we send the information out to the parents, they sign up for it, and then let me give you an example. Not everybody gets one. We had about 100 kids sign up last year, and I think we gave out about 47 certificates were earned. I can't remember the number in terms of gold, silver, and bronze. But the first year we did this, we had about 47 takers, and only 5 got it.
Wow.
So, see, it's a growing thing, and it's a good thing. But, you know, the brochure tells a lot about it. But we're real proud of this. And now, from what I understand, we may be the only facility in South Carolina that's doing this. But I got a feeling once people understand what this is all about, it's going to catch on like wildfire. Because people like yourself who are in business, you want your business to say something about customer service.
Absolutely.
And what you represent as a business.
Sure. And those are really, I call customer service one of those old-time values.
Right.
You know, and it seems like in some aspects we've forgotten about customer service.
Exactly.
We've gotten into being, you know, when I talk to people, I've been a cashier. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really customer service.
Right.
Unless you're talking to the customer and helping them beyond.
Exactly.
And looking people in the eye, Chuck.
Exactly.
You know, these are things that I think are so important. Being able to talk on the telephone.
Exactly.
I don't know how many people I've hired over the years, Chuck, that think, I don't want to talk to them, so I'll just send them an email.
How about that?
That's not what it's all about.
Not good at all. And see, our children, you know, with the texting and all that, they're losing that personal touch. And, you know, too often kids are coming from backgrounds where at one time it was disrespectful to look someone in the eye. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to change that, you know, to let them know that, hey, that says something about you and your character when I can look you in the eye and say some things. And those are the things that we're teaching in the classrooms. And I think everybody out there sitting here listening will appreciate the fact that that's something our children need.
They do need it. It's just like I like to tell the story on the I Love Ann show about a guy who was saying, you know, by the time you text that, you could just pick up the phone and talk to this person. And they said, yeah, but I don't want to talk to her. I want to get her text, but I don't want to talk to her. You know, these are some of the things that are out there. And, you know, we talk about turning back the clock on some things. You know, right. We're slowing down. We're doing these right. things. Personal skills are going to stand people well when it comes to getting a job.
Well, believe me, it has served me well in my career. I mean, I remember interviewing for a job years ago, and someone asked me, do you have a problem with talking to a group of 1,100 students? And I said, well, no, not at all. And then I thought about it after I answered the question. I said, the biggest group I've ever talked to was probably in Sunday school to church. But what a great start. And then when the day came and I did have to stand in front of the group of people, I was an assistant principal in another school district. I stood in front of that big auditorium. It didn't bother me because the first thing I thought about, well, it's nothing different than being in church, just a little bit larger room. A few more people. So.
Few more.
Exactly, but I didn't focus on that. I just focused on what I knew I was talking about. But okay. Our children need that. They really do.
Sure. Chuck, you know, I think you've got a great message there. You know, the mission, your mission statement for the G. Frank Russell really says it all, doesn't it?
I think so, and it's in my heart. You know, the mission of the G. Frank Russell Career Center is to provide the career and technical skills necessary to become productive and responsible citizens. That says it all. We want our children to become productive and responsible. Because I don't know about you, Ann, but sometimes I may want to retire in the near future and get some Social Security. Somebody's got to be working.
That's right. They talk about passing the torch, right, Chuck?
That's the truth. I always say passing the baton.
That's right. Pass the baton to those that can handle it. It has been so enlightening having you here today. I've wanted to have you on the show for over a year now, and we finally got together on this. This is great. Coming up Monday night, what's happening?
Monday night, open house for the community. Not just if you have a student at the Career Center, but anyone that would like to show up Monday night, 5:30 until 7. You can tour the facility, meet the teachers. If you like to eat a hot dog, whatever, view the culinary arts facility. It's open for you. Come on, Greenwood. Support this.
That's right. And where are you located?
Right there at 601 East Northside Drive, right down from Pinecrest Elementary School. Come on down.
That's right. Go out there. You will enjoy yourself. Chuck, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye-bye, Ann.